Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, it's so great to be here today.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't sing. How about you?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
We are. You know, John, one of the things about living an epic life, what it means to me is being free to live and express your life the way that you choose for any of us. But through the process of living and learning, compounded by, for me, all these years of private practice, what I really know absolutely is that when we carry baggage from the past, it will always block the fulfillment of freedom and joy and grace and our ability to shine. So we have to, in our everyday world, just find a way to let go of the past. And it's sort of like what Ben Affleck said when he was receiving his Oscar last weekend, that one of the things he said was, you can't hold a grudge. It's hard, but you just can't hold a grudge. So today I thought you and I would talk about empowerment through forgiveness. You know, I know that you know that there are all kinds of little things we have to forgive and let go of on a daily basis. And sometimes we start thinking it's the little things that take us down, but actually it's not. It's the little things connect us to big old wounds and wounded identities. And that's actually what takes us down. So here we are, wanting to talk about forgiveness, my dear.
Well, I think that's really interesting because I find myself at odds at times because I have these recollections about some things that I've done that I really disagree with. Maybe I hurt someone deeply or I betrayed a trust. And how do I avoid getting into war with myself? Because I really get polarized with that. I call myself really bad names.
Well, that's tacky.
And have a lot of judgment about that. So, but that's baggage that I carry with me. How do I get rid of that? How do I let it go?
Well, I think we have to really understand and embrace the concept of forgiveness. And forgiveness is, of course, all about letting go. But how we do that is to make room for the journey. And to have compassion for ourselves as the traveler. That's the bottom line, that we are born into these wonderful bodies and to the circumstances of our lives, whatever they are, and we take on our environment and we take on misunderstandings and we start to let the past be part of how we identify ourselves, and that gets in the way. So this idea of understanding that when we are ignorant, and I'm not using that as a put down, ignorance means I just don't have the information yet. When I don't have the information about how to reach for a point of view greater than my doubt, greater than my bias against myself, when I don't, greater than the hurt that I felt that was inflicted upon me by somebody else, when I don't have the information on how to reach for that greater point of view, I'm not expanding to make room for myself as the traveler and to understand that this passage here on this plane, I've said it before, it's a hell of a ride. It's not an easy ride, but it's a great ride. And we have to make room, expand to include all parts of our journey, all parts of ourselves. And, you know, John, the other thing I find that we have to let go of in order to really move toward forgiveness, to be empowered by finding that center in me that doesn't hold a bias or bitterness, a bias against myself, a bias against others, a bitterness within myself about what I have or haven't done. The other thing we have to let go of is fairness. And that can be a bitter pill to swallow for people. My bottom line is fairness doesn't apply because fairness, the world isn't fair. It's never fair for an infant to die. It's never fair for a two-year-old to get leukemia or a brain tumor. There are so many places that are not about fairness. So based on my own life, what I've learned to do is not fight for fair. I'm going to fight for what works. And what works is definitely expanding our consciousness to make room for the specifics of our own journey and to understand that forgiveness doesn't have one darn thing to do with agreement, whether it's with ourselves or others. It has to do with compassion for it takes what it takes. What do you think, John?
Well, I think that's right on. And we have a caller on the line who has a question regarding forgiveness. So she's on.
This is Sandy, and you're on the air. We have Veronica.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I had a question on forgiveness. I wanted to know, how do I really forgive myself and feel it?
The key to forgiveness actually is compassion. And forgiveness means letting go. We know that. It doesn't mean agreement. It doesn't mean that I agree with myself. It just means that I am willing to have compassion for the journey. The one thing that I am sure of is that if we could have done better, whenever it is we're holding ourselves hostage to an event or an action, if we could have done better at that time, we would have. So it isn't about agreement. It isn't about not facing anything you have to face as a result of an action you don't agree with. But it is also about having compassion for the person who was on the, who is on the journey and who went through a narrow tunnel and had trouble getting through without getting a lot of bumps and scrapes and perhaps scraping a few others in the process. So if you are willing to get out of your own opinion and allow yourself to think in terms of having a kind heart, to get down to that center of your heart, for you, that can make the difference. Give me an example, if you can, in, you know, the Reader's Digest format, of a place where you don't forgive yourself.
Well, you know, I'm aware that I carry a lot of judgment around the area of my kids.
Okay.
Actions that where I really believe that I did something, you know, wrong or that I could have done something better. And so I can sort of give mental or lip service to being, I find that I'm, you know, thinking
right.
about forgiveness and compassion, but I'm not really sort of feeling it and letting it go.
So let's begin with, were you single or married? Are you a single,
single.
Parent?
I was
okay,
single.
So you're a single parent, and let's begin with that, the idea that you really did what you think you did, that you did some things that were not in direct line with the best of parenting, and that maybe your children suffered as a result of that. So instead of resisting that, what if you embraced that? And embrace, it doesn't mean fall in love with it, but acknowledge it. Go, yeah, you know, that really happened. That makes my heart feel contracted, my chest feel contracted, but that really did happen. Now, in the midst of that contraction, will I not only feel genuine apology toward my children, would I also be willing to feel genuine compassion for the single mother that I was, and perhaps am, for the single mother that I was at that time? Will I feel genuine compassion for her and her journey, knowing that that place of whatever it is that you did that was too edgy or maybe too AWOL or too inattentive, whatever it was, too critical, had an origin in your past that you had not yet grown through. And so I don't care what we say, we think we will not pass it on. But until we have gotten strong enough and free enough and evolved enough
to do our own intervention on our own histories, we will repeat the past. And so that's what happened for you. For part of your life, you must have still been repeating the past. And yet it seems to me, because your awareness is now of change, of growth, of understanding what did transpire and what your dreams might be now in the same arena, that you have changed and you have grown and you have created the intervention. You're either going to hate the younger woman that you were, or you're going to put your arm around her and say, I get it. That was not your finest hour, and I understand what caused it, and I understand the courage it has taken to lift yourself up and grow beyond that point. So forgiveness is forgiving yourself. Forgiveness is talking straight to your children and asking them for forgiveness also. Forgiveness is not hiding from the places that we think we have erred, but instead moving them into the light of the greater potential.
Mm. Thank you so much. That was so powerful.
I'm glad, my dear. I'm glad. Try it. It will help you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
You take good care.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know
the hurt you bring. We'll be right back with the Sandy Brewer Show in just a moment. But first, I invite you to come on into the reading room with me. And pick a book up. I think a book that you'll love. At Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book, as so many others have, hard to put down. Because Sandy shares her gripping story of her journey from childhood to trauma to the empowered woman she is today in such a beautiful way. Like so many others, you'll find it one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas that you can begin to use in your life and bring joy and light into it. So get your copy by placing your order at sandybrewer.com. And we also invite you to sign up for inspirational thoughts from Sandy that will come to you each week. Again, simply go to sandybrewer.com today. And now, back to the Sandy Brewer Show.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Sandy, speaking of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes.
What a line. I think that really applies to you. I've known you for over 30 years, and I continue to be amazed by you and your grace and just the way you treat others. Some people ask me, what kind of a background did Sandy have? And I say, quite frankly, Sandy's first experience of flying was when her mother threw her across the kitchen to hit a wall when she was 2.5 years old. As a young child, her father raped her repeatedly. And at age 13, she even gave birth to her father's child, who died in her arms a couple days later. And her parents even tried to kill her. Can you imagine that? I mean, Sandy, how did you find it possible to forgive those people? Those who just happen to be your parents. How did that happen?
Well, wow. When I hear it all in that wonderful, concise paragraph, thanks, John, for that. It's overwhelming even for me to hear. And yet, one of the amazing things of my life and the great gifts of my life is genuinely, it doesn't hurt anymore. But getting from a place of where it was crippling, debilitating pain to I just don't care. It's not important. It really doesn't hurt anymore, was my journey and has been a relatively long road. The first thing that started to make a difference, the first time that started to make a difference was when I connected from a spiritual point of view. And in that spiritual point of view, I started to think in terms of there was a greater truth, a greater reality than what I had experienced at the hands of my parents in this really excruciatingly destructive and painful and cruel household. And I started to think that what if we were all storyboarding before we come into this planet. What if we storyboarded our life, and that it's like either in this prehistoric Starbucks or a French cafe, where whatever you prefer, and we're sitting around having coffee on this non-physical form, although I just use a physical thing to describe it. We're talking about what we can do and what our goal is, that we're getting ready to come back in, we're getting ready to experience a body, and we have a goal, and what we're wanting to achieve, how we're wanting to write new endings to old stories in our personal soul books. And like the spirit, my thought was at the time, my spirit was, the spirit of my father would say, you know, I've got this really messy thing to work out, and I need to go back and just be a horrific bad guy. And you're looking for a bad guy because you're trying to remember that you are so much greater, that we are always so much greater than our circumstance when we get in a body. So if you want, I'll go back and I'll be that kind of a bad guy for you. And then my mom, who really matched my father in bad guy dumbness, said, well, I'll do the other part and I'll be the bad guy from this angle. And so we kind of shook on it. And the spirits of my parents, if that was the agreement that we made, and I chose to think about it that way, the spirits of my parents were perfect, because never once during their lifetime did they break role. I mean, talk about Oscars and Ben Affleck. They could have gotten the Oscars because they never went out of character. When I made that choice, when I first started thinking about this, I was around 30, and I had been in such pain, I couldn't stand it anymore. I couldn't deal with it. I didn't know how to survive it. And I started to expand to include another possibility, another way of viewing what happened to me. We never have to change what happened. We have to change our point of view, whether it's something recent, whether it's something long ago. We have to change our point of view about what happened. So I went in, I changed this point of view, and I thought, you know, I never, of course, chose to be raped. I never chose to be abused. But I did choose to allow, what if, as a spirit, I did choose to allow extraordinary friction to come my way, because I had an extraordinary journey I wanted to take, to remember, to know, to live, that which we are at our core is so much greater than any circumstance or any situation. That was my first thing that empowered me so much when I thought in terms of, as a spiritual being, which I am, that I chose the journey. And I started to think in terms of, I can and I will. And I worked with that. And I thought in terms of, even though I couldn't feel it in my life, when I look at the night sky, such a great teacher, I saw all of the, so many stars. And I knew within those stars were a gazillion planetary systems. And though I understand gravity, I also knew there was an order there, because everything wasn't just always crashing into each other. And I thought that what I'm seeing in the heavens, that where I don't see chaos the way I see it in my life, that's a divine order. And that divine order is part of me, and I'm part of it, whether I can see it or not. And then I kept going and studying with that inside of me, and working on that and practicing that. And one day, spontaneously, the kids weren't there and I was alone in my living room. And all of this happened before John and I got married. So I was alone in my living room, and I was in a meditation. And all of a sudden, my parents and siblings were around me in a circle. And my mother was on my left side, I believe, and my father on my right. And I reached out in the meditation, and I put my hand on their arms. And I have to tell you, John, that would have been an anathema to me prior to this to do. It would be like me putting my bare hand in roadkill, and you know how squeamish I am. That is just not going to happen. So,
indeed.
So I reached out in this meditation and put my hand on each one of their arms, and I said to them and to my siblings, whatever it is all of you have to work out together, that is between you. And to my parents, I said, between thee and me, between you and me, it is finished. And I felt this extraordinary release come, this place where I finally understood, finally felt organically that nothing they had done, while I totally disagreed with it, while it was really hard to go through, nothing they had done made a difference as far as who I am. It did not identify myself, me. And then as that was a huge release. And then the completion part was the baby. I was 13 when I had my father's baby. I was sick. I was delirious. And I felt responsible. I was left alone in another state, and he died in my arms. And I felt so responsible that I had caused his death. It, you know, 13-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds who are in trauma don't think of themselves as children. They think of themselves as grown-ups who should know how to figure this out. So working with this concept that I had committed this unforgivable sin, working with this concept that I had been responsible for another human being's life, was actually the gift that, because it drove me and drove me and drove me to find a way to deal with the pain. And what I understood ultimately, that there was no dealing with the pain. There was only this place of raising the bar, of putting the circumstance in a context greater than that experience, of understanding that there is an order, that there is a love, that for my mind, this little soul who came and spent only a short time on this planet gave me the gift of life, and I am indebted. I am in the deepest gratitude that I was given that gift. And so where it takes us to, that forgiveness is what we've been saying about compassion. Forgiveness is about making room for the journey. And when we look at it from a spiritual point of view, where the core of all things, no matter what, the deepest core is love, that at the end of the day, there's actually nothing to forgive.
That's an incredible story and an incredible point of view that I think is so freeing, because then it just puts us in a different concept and an understanding that of why we're here and what we can accomplish. And I thank you for sharing that. I think that's absolutely phenomenal.
And I thank you, because through you, I've gotten to experience love that's extraordinary. Have a great week, everybody.
I can't believe how fast the time has gone today. Thanks so much for listening. The Sandy Brewer Show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 to 5 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ in Connecticut. You can hear the live broadcast by going to sandybrewershow.com. Now, we invite you to listen in and call in with your questions as Sandy gets to the heart of what matters in your life. Not able to listen to it when we're broadcast? Don't worry. The shows are archived for your listening pleasure at sandybrewershow.com. Thanks to Chris for his help today. Hope you have a fantastic week. And the answers will scatter.